Thank you for being with us today at the CGMAT Prayer Line Devotion. It's so good to be back with you. Thank you for your patience. After the car accident that I had, it was really difficult to be able to concentrate and function for a while, keeping continuity of thought and not slurring speech was difficult for a little bit. It's still a little bit of an issue, and my right eye needs your prayers and as well the headaches that I have. But it's in God's grace, and to be alive after a horrible accident of which a drunk driver tried to take my life, it has been a blessing to see the grace of God, and I have a renewed favor with things around me, and also an appreciation for God's mercy and love. I also am thankful to God that even as things were happening as quickly as they did, there was a sense of peace in my heart. Okay, Lord, I'm coming to you. But I'm thankful that I still have time to share on this earth, and to be with you today is a blessing to me. We're at the last section of our study in Psalm 23, and I want you to look with me at the last verse of Psalm 23, and I'm reading from the New King James Version of the Bible. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. We considered talking about that in our last session about 2 weeks ago, but today I want to finish up on the last portion of that passage, where it says, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. You know, maybe the backdrop of this car accident and looking at the frailty of human flesh and the, you know, second chance I have after a very difficult situation that I went through helps me to look at things afresh and with a new appreciation of the fact of what the scripture is talking about when it says, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I enjoy the fellowship of God's people today. I enjoy the friendship of good people in my life, a family. But the privilege of being able to dwell in the house of the Lord forever in continuity with the fellowship of God's people in the presence of the Lord is an awesome thing. And to be in that place that he has prepared for those who love him. And to be in that continual habitation, whether in its present tense or in its future of eternal bliss or grace, is something I want to have a part of in my heart and life. And being in love with the Good Shepherd and seeing the Good Shepherd's love and care, it helps me to be able to see the wonder of it all. But you know something? If there wasn't Jesus, if there wasn't the Good Shepherd's care, if it wasn't for the personal mediation of God's grace and mercy throughout my life, all this would be so hollow. But because of his love, because of the mercy of God, because of his people, there are moments of consideration where I just am in awe of the mercy, the love, the grace, and the benevolence of the Lord. And I'm thinking about that today. I want to read to you again, as I have been, from Philip Keller's book, A Shepherd Looks at Psalm 23 and chapter 12. Because we're trying to bring together in culmination all that we've kind of talked about in a short summation. And Philip does a nice job here in his book. Reading from the 125th page. This psalm opened with the proud, joyous statement, "The Lord is my shepherd." Now it closes with the equally positive, buoyant affirmation, "And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Here is a sheep, so utterly satisfied with its lot in life, so fully contented with the care it receives, so much at home with the shepherd, that there is not a shred of desire for a change. Stated in simple, direct, rather rough ranch language, it would be put like this: nothing will ever make me leave this outfit. It's great. Conversely, on the shepherd's side, there has developed a great affection and a devotion to his flock. That's talking about you and me, folks. God has an affection for you. He loves you. He would never think of parting with such a sheep. Healthy, contented, productive sheep are his delight and profit. So strong now are the bonds between them that it is in very truth forever. The word house, used here in the poem, has a wider meaning than most people could attach to it. Normally, we speak of the house of the Lord as the sanctuary or church or meeting place of God's people. In one sense, David may have had this in mind, and of course, it is pleasant to think that one would always delight to be found in the house of the Lord. But it must be kept in mind always that the psalmist, writing from the standpoint of the sheep, is reflecting on and recounting the full round of the year's activities for the flock. He has taken us from the green pastures and still waters of the home ranch, up through the mountain passes, unto the high tablelands of the summer range. Fall has come with its storms and rain and sleet that drives the sheep down the foothills and back to the home ranch for a long, quiet winter. In a sense, this is coming home. It is a return to the fields and corrals, and barns and shelters of the owner's home during all seasons of the year, with their hazards, dangers, and disturbances. It is the rancher's alertness, care, and energetic management that has brought the sheep through satisfactorily. It is with a sublime feeling of both composure and contentment that this statement, "I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever," is made. Actually, what is referred to by house is the family or household or flock of the Good Shepherd. The sheep is so deeply satisfied with the flock to which it belongs, with the ownership of this particular shepherd, that it has no wish to change whatever. It is as if it had finally come home again and was now standing at the fence, bragging to its less fortunate neighbors on the other side. It boasts about the wonderful year it has had and its complete confidence in its owners. Sometimes I feel Christians should be much more like this. We should be proud to belong to Christ. Why shouldn't we feel free to boast to others of how good our shepherd is? How glad we should be to look back and recall all the amazing things in which he has provided for our welfare, in good times and bad, in heartaches and sorrows. We should delight to describe in detail the hard experiences through which he has brought us, and we should be eager and quick to tell of our confidence in Christ. We should be bold to state fearlessly that we are so glad we are his. By the contentment and serenity of our lives, we should show what a distinct advantage it is to be a member of his household, of his flock. We should meditate upon it. We should be thankful for it. The eternal mercy and care of our God. At times we think we're all alone, but we are not when we are his children. And in that darkest hour, and in that time when it seems like it's over, or I'm going through something so painful, God is with you. His angels are at attention. And the answers to our prayers might not always be what we expect, but they could be what we deserve or what God sees as the prescription for the situation. Today, look upon him. I am so thankful for he and his angels that have kept me. I have looked over the scrapbooks of my life in the last few days, and I think upon the goodness of God. Yesterday, I pulled out a scrapbook I had that my mom and dad had made for me at my birth, and in the hospital, and the pictures and the cards that came in and the prayers for me as a little boy. And I also found other things and pictures of my kids and my wife and other things. And I want you to know today that in good times and bad, he is with us. And I'm thankful for his mercy. I want to say I'm looking so forward to heaven. And I look forward to, with anticipation, the beauty and the glory of being in his presence. But there's another song I remember that was sang by Andre Crouch so many years ago, that goes, "If heaven had never been promised to me, knowing the Lord, that would suffice." That was what the nature of the song was. And, you know, at times I can say that's true because of the Good Shepherd's intimate care and mercy. I am thankful for the hope of the future, but I'm thankful for the God who's ministered to me and loved me today. And I pray you are, and you will give thanks to him in whatever state we're in, saying, "I'm blessed." Amen. Heavenly Father, thank you for this new day. I pray your touch and your blessing and anointing to each and every one who called in today. And I pray that you would minister to them in your love. Let them know that you're not just their good shepherd, but their best friend at times. And that you are as close as they would allow you to be. And that you are always approachable. Give us wisdom in life's journey. And help us, O God, to take hold of that which you've given us to be the tools of our life, to be able to address the situations we come in contact with, to be able to best utilize your resources that you've made available. And as we use the talents and the abilities you've given us, see the work and the fruit of the Spirit develop. We thank you, Lord. We praise you. We boast of you and your goodness and love, Father, your mercy that endures forever. And I will dwell, thankfully, prayerfully, hopefully always, in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. God bless each and every one of you who have called in. If you need to reach us at the ministry at Covenant of Grace, please call us at 646-926-0401. Or you can email us at cgmfinc@gmail.com. Please visit our website at cgmfinc.weebly.com. We'd love to hear from you. God bless you. Have a great day in Jesus.